True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big game for North Carolina tonight, Sean. It's the debut for Bill Belichick. North Carolina has announced its depth chart that was presented to the media before the game.
Yes.
It was blank. It was blank.
Now, college, we know Penn State doesn't do depth charts.
No, Pitt does, and I really like that Pitt does. They have to do it too deep.
You would think, I mean, for there's a lot of gambling. Lot of gambling. You would think that that should be required.
Well, so they're now requiring like injuries to be somewhat more designated for players like ahead of games. Like you can't just say, Drew Aller might play. Mm. We don't know. And then everybody puts a lot of money on the opposing team. And then, Drew's playing.
I can speak from personal experience covering college football, even covering high school football. Coaches, when they provide depth charts, especially if it's a first game of the season, they will intentionally put stuff that is in no way reflective of what the team's going to do once the game starts.
Jeff Athorn joined us now from PPG Paints Arena. Jeff, our guy Gino DeMarco did this on the 2 deep last year for the first game I did. It was a Geneva football game. And the quarterback that they had, number one on the 2 deep, who he told me was going to play, that I made sure to ask him again, is he the starter? Ultimately, was not the guy on the opening drive. And it took me like 2 plays to realize it. And then I swore, not on air, but off air, it was very upset. And I went, Gino, what are we doing here? Come on. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Maybe by the same person you're describing.
Yeah. I thought Gino and I were friends. And then that happened.
You know, he's a very honest man, except when it comes to depth charts or injuries.
Yeah.
And here's the thing for me. Like, what's going to happen when one of these coaches lie for the first time? Are they actually going to come down on them? Like, if Belichick lies about a guy's injury or somebody who really had missed practice all week and he says that they're active and ready to go, like, what's the recourse going to be? That's why I don't think much about this, because you think they're going to come down on schools for screwing that up? No. It's not going to be, until Sean's point, that someone wins really big because they knew about an injury. That's when it's going to change. And that hasn't happened. I'm sure it has happened, but it hasn't happened to that type of extent yet.
The depth chart is just hilarious to me, Jeff. It says offense, quarterback, blank space, running back, blank space, 3 wide receivers, blank space, and nothing there. They have pronunciations for players.
Maybe they're not showing up.
No actual players that is out there that is going to be in front of like 60,000 or so. Well, Jeff, before we get into some Steelers, and I want to bounce around some Pitt and Pirate stuff off you as well, what happened to my Nittany Lions, the volleyball team, defending champs?
Yeah.
They lost again. I guess it's a good thing that ultimately I did not go tonight, because if I was not hosting, I would have been there.
Yeah, TCU jumped out to a 2-0 lead. Penn State fought back, got it to a 5th set, and then TCU, even without one of its better players, was able to get it done. Listen, it's hard to repeat in any sport.
Yeah.
And there are a number, I mean, it used to be in certain sports, you only had a couple of teams that you could really count on. While Pitt's been to the Final Four the last 4 years, the programs have grown. The conferences have expanded as far as teams that are competitive. And now with NIL money thrown into it, sure, the rich are going to get richer, but other teams are going to be able to see a little resurgence because, well, maybe they've got a certain alum who really likes volleyball.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw that with, you know, the Panthers bring back Olivia Babcock. They bring in a really good libero to the team as well. Like, Pitt is reloaded under Dan Fisher, despite not having Torrey Stafford. Like, there's a golden opportunity that we might get what everybody wants, a Pitt-Penn State national championship like we almost had last year.
Oh, so close.
So close.
So close.
Final four.
And, you know, Pitt's been really good. Listen, they started out at number one Nebraska and then lost to Florida in five sets where they had the lead in two sets. I think they're up they got to 23 first in both those sets they lost. So it's about finishing for them. And if they can finish tonight, then all of a sudden they're 2-2 and they're feeling pretty good about getting two ranked wins.
Is their roster as good as last year? Like, how does it compare? I don't think it is. I don't think it is, Jeff.
I don't think it is either. But that doesn't mean things can't work their way. They have Olivia Babcock, best player in the country. Who they're really missing early is Rachel Fairbanks.
Yeah, et cetera.
Because she was the quarterback of the team. She made everything run. And you can notice her not being out there just from a communications comfort. Like, she would do everything the team needed, not just anything, everything. And she has graduated and moved on. And now they've got to replace. I think they have 8 new players, which is the most they've had in a few years.
All right, Jeff. Jeff Athorn joining us, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. We've talked a lot of college football. But before we get into that, I want to get your thoughts on this Jaylen Warren deal. Now, I know you were on a little bit earlier with Jack, but, you know, other things have transpired. Warren has talked in the locker room. We now know some of the terms of the deal. Your initial thoughts on it, and then I have a take on what it could mean for a different player.
I'm surprised, not shocked. I'm surprised because I thought they would want him to go through a season. But what they've done is locked him up at a pretty affordable price. But then again, for Jaylen Warren, who dealt with injuries last year, and running backs' careers, we all know, are short. He gets $12 million guaranteed. So I do think it's a win-win. I don't think it prohibits them. They've got a rookie on a 4-year deal at a very controllable cost. And even if Caleb Johnson turns out to be a superstar, you're not spending a ton of money on a guy that could be a backup. And if Jaylen Warren works out to be a legit number one back in the league, you're getting him pretty cheap. So either way, I think it's a good deal. I think Warren took a second to kind of think about the fact that a few years ago he was playing football at Snow College.
Does it snow there often, Jeff?
It's in Utah, so probably.
Yeah, that fits the
bill. And then went to Utah State for a year, then to Oklahoma State for a year, and as we all know, went undrafted. And, you know, went into that first backs-on-backers at training camp, and I think everybody thought, okay, we got somebody here. And while he has battled through some things, fumbling being one of them, I think he's shown that he at least has earned some type of opportunity to be the number one back.
So I've always been a Jaylen Warren fan. I've also been a Najee guy that really slipped last year and the less effective that Najee became. I wonder what this means, though, for Caleb Johnson. Do you glean anything from that? Because when I see this, and look, the Steelers had not given out an extension to a running back since Willie Parker in 06.
Right.
To me, that means two things. They really like Jaylen Warren, but they also have not seen enough from Caleb Johnson where if they wanted to move on from Warren in the offseason, they were comfortable enough with Johnson. And first impressions can be lasting ones, at least for a year, at least for a couple of months.
So I agree with what you're saying, but take into account the terms of this contract. $12 million guaranteed, again, is not a bank
not
breaker. So they buy themselves a little security, but they don't kill themselves if it doesn't work. Listen, by the end of the year, Caleb Johnson could be the lead back. I mean, that's going to be determined on the field. How does Jaylen play? How does he hold on to the football? How healthy does he stay over the span of a year where he's going to get more carries than he's ever had in his life? that all is going to be a determining factor in what happens, along with the fact of what's Caleb going to do. We've seen him be most effective in the second half of preseason games, where probably a lot of those guys have moved on with their life's work.
Right.
So what can we really take from that? We really won't know. I will say this. I know everybody's looking past Gainwell, and I'm not saying Gainwell is going to be a major contributor in the run game.
I like him on third down, Jeff. I really do.
I do. And I know Warren is a good pass protector, but so is Gainwell. And Gainwell, you just lose him coming out of the backfield. We saw it firsthand with the Steelers and Eagles last year. And I think he is also on a one-year deal like Jalen was, where he's trying to show, like, hey, I was the guy behind Saquon Barkley, but I'm a guy you can count on. So I love guys on prove-it years. Maybe Jalen doesn't have it, but I don't think the chip ever leaves his shoulder, as he told us. Gainwell's plan for his future, and for Caleb Johnson, I mean, he's trying to figure out the NFL game, and it might take a little longer than people want. So, and they don't need to rush Caleb Johnson and put him in there when he's not ready to pass protect, maybe not ready for the NFL games when you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
Out of the three running backs, what percentage of the snaps do you think that Warren, Gainwell, and Johnson will play?
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say 60, 30, and 10.
So Johnson only 10.
Yeah. If he gets more than 10 carries in the opener, it's because of something somebody else did.
Yeah, or an injury.
So I think he has a future? Yes. Did what he did at Iowa impress me, given that they really have no other offensive weapons? Absolutely. But this is another step. And I think it's going to take him a little time.
So Aaron Rodgers goes back to New York. He's obviously downplaying it, not that big of a deal, whatever. We know that this means something to Aaron. He might not want to put it out there into the ether, but I'm sure in his very small inner circle that did not want to leak anything before he ultimately signed with the Steelers, he looked at this a little bit of as a revenge game, if you will. How do you think that he will ultimately play? Will he outplay Justin Fields on Sunday?
Boy, I hope so.
Yeah.
And I don't dislike Justin Fields, but man, he better outplay Justin Fields in that first game. We all really don't know. I mean, I can tell you what we see in practice is it is so much better than it was at the beginning of camp. But how is that going to translate? I mean, how are the tackles going to play? I thought they played well against Jacksonville. So how are they going to do against a pretty good Jets front with a pretty decent defense? And the biggest thing to me, we've talked about the running backs, and I think deservedly so, because that's my number one concern right now is that running game.
I agree.
They have to be able to get the running game going, because if play action is not a threat, it's going to be an issue for any offense, let alone one with Aaron, who really thrives on play action and getting rid of the ball quickly. And having that advantage where he can outthink a defense you take the run game away, then you give the advantage to the defense.
Especially in conjunction with that offensive line. That might be a Malzi phrase there, but ultimately, if the offensive line does not block for these guys and does not give Aaron Rodgers time, I still think that they're the key. Like Broderick Jones, I tempered my expectations a little bit. Like I said, he was the most important player on the team going into this year. It's still Aaron Rodgers, but I do think that 1B is Broderick for all of those reasons. Would you agree?
I think Broderick is a very important player. I mean, Faltano is on the other side as well. I think we all have, even though he's only played a couple of snaps in the league, more confidence in Faltano than we do in Broderick Jones, who started for a couple of years. Just because of, you know, what we saw on the right side from Broderick last year and what we saw on college tape from Faltano. Listen, I think Broderick's gotten better. I don't think that's just a talk of a camp. We've saw it on tape, albeit I think against Jacksonville was legit starters, but beyond that, okay, maybe not as much, but it seems like it's trending in the right direction. And I've seen them pass block pretty well. It's just, are they going to be able to open up those holes? And then is Jaylen Warren, who we've barely seen in the preseason, going to be able to take advantage of when those opportunities are there to make defenses pay?
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL. On CBS and Paramount Plus, watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We're joined by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, in a few more minutes. Jeff, do you think this Cam Hayward thing has figured itself out? Like TJ Watt saying, yeah, he better get paid. Like, is Cam, who did practice today, was it in full? Like, is he going to actually threaten to sit out this game and potentially go through with it?
So I think we've seen enough from Cam, and as Tomlin told us last week, he was back to a full practice. So I am going to continue to believe until I'm proven otherwise that this is kind of a face-saving thing for the franchise, where they are, let's take this down to the wire, show that we're not doing this for anybody, that even with our 11-time captain, we waited until the last second to give him a little money ahead of what he was going to make anyways. And then maybe Thursday or Friday, we find out that this deal is done. I just don't see, as much as he wants to take a hard line, I mean, Cam has been around these guys all the time. I just don't see him when the curtain lifts on the season, that he's not on that field, even if a new contract doesn't get done.
Yeah, I can't see it happening. It'll end up being the sweetener that everybody discusses, everybody talks about, and ultimately might end up transpiring. But Jeff, I know we'll talk to you on Pop and Jill later in the week, but your prediction on the season, we're going to do predictions a little bit later on in the show, but I'll give my record, the glorious 10-7. They are a better 10-7 team than they were last year. Does that ultimately mean they win a playoff game? If they play Houston, I think so. If they play Baltimore, no. Where do you come down on the overall expectations?
Well, I'll go 12-7, which means 11-6, and a playoff win and a playoff loss.
Ooh, there we go.
So I do like this team. I don't think their schedule is a killer. I think their biggest problem is not that they're not good. It's that they're in an era right now where there are four Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the AFC and trying to work their way through that. And all of those teams have their issues. Cincinnati having the most out of any of those teams.
Yeah.
I think that's what the Steelers are running into more than anything. It's just, they haven't had someone at that position that could be a difference maker. I'm hoping to believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the difference maker, but I like everything I've seen to this point, and maybe since the end of Ben, this will be the best quarterback option that they have. They do have a legit number one receiver, which is something they haven't had much since AB left. So they have two tight ends that can catch the football. Defensively, they've got probably the best secondary they've had since the Super Bowl year overall. I mean, I'm not saying anyone's better than Troy, but if you take that whole secondary and think about some of the secondaries they put out there in the last 15 years, this has the potential to be better than any of them as a whole.
When I watch Dez Reed turning over to Pitt, I think of a guy that is going to be an All-American, is electric, is so explosive, is a guy that could potentially go in the first round. Is it a very hot take to suggest that Dez Reed could legitimately win the Heisman this year, Jeff?
Man, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, because there's so many quarterbacks.
There are. I mean, and we saw quarterbacks struggle and maybe take a step back. Man, I mean, he would have to do some of the things we saw him do over the span of a season, and not just against Duquesne, not just against, what was it, Kent State to open the season last year.
He'd have to be better than Gentry, probably.
He would, and I think he would have to be far and above the better player. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to win a tiebreaker. He's going to have to just put up crazy numbers to get in that conversation. I'm not ready to put him in there yet. Listen, I shouldn't put anything by the guy. I mean, all he's done is just surprise everybody with what he's been able to do at this level. So I would hope that's the case. It's such a tough hill to climb. And when you're not on any of those watch lists, as stupid as this might be, if you're not on one of those, it is hard, at least the first half of the season, to really show what you can do and make an impact.
What do you think is the potential for Pitt this year? I have them 7-5. I actually have them 8-4. I could see them having a surprise game against Miami at the end of the year. They've done it before. They did it in Kenny Pickett's first year when he had that, brief debut, and he ultimately upset Miami. I think that Narduzzi is going to pull off one stunner, but the rest of the season is, once again, wishy-washy, wanting to have more. I just ultimately think that they are a program, maybe not on the rise, but just kind of set in neutral that maybe can win one additional game.
Yeah, I think they can be a 9-win team. I look at their schedule, and I think they're in a group. There's a group of teams in the ACC that are all very similar. Georgia Tech, Louisville, NC State, North Carolina. They don't play Carolina. Those type of teams where they could win or lose to any of those teams. Now, Notre Dame at home is going to be very tough. Miami is going to be very tough. So I'll even concede those two games. But the rest of them, I don't know that there's one where I say, I don't think they get a chance to win. So with that defense, if they can make a couple of plays and Eli can stay healthy and just make this offense a threat, get that run game going, get the ball to Dez Reed, have some receivers make some plays on the outside. We talked on Pomp and Joe last week about Blue Hicks. It was against Duquesne, but Blue Hicks showed up. Can he continue to do that as the competition gets tougher? Because of the defense, I'm going to believe in them right now and say 9 wins.
He appeared absolutely out of the blue, like Julian Sain in a way. You like that one, Horse? Julian Sain kind of did for Ohio State. Before I let you go, Jeff, so your Buckeyes beat Texas. That's a big win. They'll be number one in the country. My Nittany Lions played against Nevada. Other than waiting 50 minutes to get into the stadium because it was so backed up, it was a good game. It was a fun day. Are you surprised that Ohio State pulled it off the way that they did? Are you surprised by how bad Arch Manning looked? Has your opinion changed on Penn State being better than Ohio State?
No, I do think Penn State's better than Ohio State. I think Ohio State had a long time to prepare for Texas. They had a hungry defensive coordinator in Matt Patricia who is trying to kind of reinvent himself at a different level right now. And they have Caleb Downs, who I think is the best defensive player in the country. I mean, when you watch that game, they played nearly flawlessly. Yeah. They didn't miss tackles. They didn't allow big plays. They kept Arch Manning guessing or kept him in the pocket, with the exception, I think, of one run where he got a first down, like a 14-yard run. Other than that, they didn't allow him to do much. So Ohio State's a good team, but Penn State, I think, is elite. Mainly because they have a quarterback that's a potential first rounder that's been through everything. There is nothing you can throw at him that he hasn't seen or experienced. And because of that, I do like Penn State.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll talk soon. Enjoy volleyball.
Thanks, Lemitz. We'll talk to you.
That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director here at 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High got up to 77 today in Pittsburgh, currently 70 degrees. There's actually wind gusts up to 10 miles an hour, and it's going to get down to 58 overnight tomorrow. 77 degrees.
Who's your 77?
And cloudy skies. Broderick Jones.
How about Paul Coffey?
Yeah. That was the second one that came to mind. Sometimes when, you know, there's an active player, it comes to mind over like an all-time great. Like, is Paul Coffey an all-time great? Maybe not. Very good player. Very great player. What am I saying?
Coffey is an all-time great.
Yeah,
but
I think you're probably right.
In Pittsburgh, he didn't have a long... I mean, he's more so thought of being with other teams, Edmonton.
Very successful in Pittsburgh.
Yes. I mean, legitimately, maybe the most offensively gifted defenseman outside of Bobby Orr in NHL history.
Up next, are the Steelers the biggest story in the NFL outside of Dallas, who their main goal is to be the story in the NFL? What we make of it, and what are realistic expectations for the Steelers and the Jets? 412-928-9370, also taking your thoughts. Here on the Fan Evening Show, Austin Bechtold guiding the ship on the Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.